Auspicious appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, why did Lord Krishna appear in this dark age of Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He gives a very important reason. He says, Lord Krishna thought to himself, in the spiritual world, that in the material world, people generally worship me only out of respect and reverence, all over the material world. So I myself descended in Vrindavan 5000 years ago and performed my pastimes with the cowherd boys and cowherd girls and cows and calves with everyone. And even after that, people continue to worship me only in Aishwarya Bhav, in a mood of reverence. So love is made feeble when it is in Aishwarya. The intimacy is lost. For example, somebody breaks a traffic rule, he may be caught by the police. They may pay the fine to the police constable and the relationship ends there. After that, one is having one's own private life. So people paying some tax to the government, it doesn't mean much relationship with the government. Because most, 99% of their life is their own personal life. Whereas somebody who is MLA or MP, you know, they may have a relationship with the Prime Minister of India, little more directly. But the relationship is very, very reverential, one of respect. But one who is entering into the personal family friendship and relationship of the Prime Minister of India knows about him much more intimately. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach the world how to enter into personal loving relationships with Krishna eternally in the spiritual world. Instead of just staying at a distance, accepting God as a supreme master, or a supplier of all the goods that we need to enjoy ourselves, or worship the Lord in Vaikuntha as a master, just bowing down to him and respecting him. How to enter into a personal loving relationship with the Lord in the mood of a friend, in the mood of a Lord as a child, or in the mood of Lord as the eternal lover. So Krishna thought, although I have shown this personally in Vrindavan, still people of the world didn't understand it much. Still the same old type of worship is going on. So let me personally descend in this how to become that spontaneous love. So there is Vaidhi Bhakti and there is Raganuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti, Prabhupada explains, is performed by a sadhaka in a regulated way, rules and regulations, rise early in the morning, bow down to the deities, chant the holy names, study the scriptures. Even if you do it for a million years, we may not enter into personal loving relationship with the Lord if we don't awaken spontaneous love. Because the rules and regulations do not naturally promise that we will develop that spontaneous love. There has to be a longing on the part of the individual devotee to enter into personal relationship with Krishna. If that longing is not there, then it is simply rules and regulations. Just like, for example, imagine you have to go from Pune to Bombay in a car. You are arranging for a taxi. But it's likely that we are going round and round in Pune only. We don't go in the direction of Bombay. Similarly, even if you follow all the traffic rules and regulations very carefully, red signal, green signal, yellow signal and all that, there is no assurance that the car will reach to Bombay. Actually, we have to be heading in the direction of Bombay, so somebody has to show direction. Like once some Maharaj came here, he was supposed to go to Bombay in the car. The fellow took him round and round and at last brought him here after 2 hours. Because he didn't know how to get into the express highway. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us the express highway to enter into personal loving relationship with Krishna. And We cannot imagine that today I'm going to start loving spontaneously. I will do some spontaneous activity for Krishna. No, that would be whimsical. So for going from Vaidhi to Raganuga stage, one has to hear information about intimate relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world, the mood of a friend or a parent or lover. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only taught it, but he himself practiced it in the mood of a student, in the mood of a devotee. And he lived amongst us in this world of 100 years ago, amongst the common people. And just like any other common man is born in this world, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world to show that he is not an ordinary man. He performed many miraculous pastimes. At the same time, he also lived like a common man, both. So he taught this Shuddha Krishna Prem, and he taught that the way to awaken it in this age is the chanting of the holy name. That is why we are singing the Shikshashtakam now. These are the 8 verses which he left behind for all of us. There are many people who have written hundreds of thousands of volumes of books. Prabhupada says there are thousands and thousands of books and thousands of authors and thousands of messages given, but the world has remained the same. It has not changed much, he says. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the quintessence of all religious principles in these 8 verses, Shikshashtakam. And you will find all these verses talk about the holy name, the beneficial effects of the holy name, and the mood in which one should approach the holy name. So the chanting of the holy name is the essence of all religious principles. And how to approach the holy name properly, in the mood of a servant, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that, he practiced it, and he walked over the surface of the globe, and it is said that he garlanded the whole world with the beautiful holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He cried tears, his hair stood on end, his body trembled in great ecstasy, he jumped in great ecstasy. Oftentimes people think, if you become a very religious person, you will become very sober and very grave and very serious, and you will rarely smile. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped and cried and rolled on the ground. It was very wonderful for Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami to see this sight. Because it is said the ocean, which is very vast, is often very calm, cool and collected on an Amavasya day. But on a full moon day, there are high tides in the ocean. Similarly, a devotee is very grave and calm and cool and collected. But when Lord Krishna Chandra appears in the heart of a devotee goes mad in transcendental ecstasy. And that was shown by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the real tenets of the Bhakti Yoga, which were hidden deep in the scriptures, which were rejected by the foolish, materialistic religious followers, that was again revived by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he taught the world how Bhakti Yoga is the supreme. And Bhakti Yoga is the one which can draw the attention of Krishna. And Bhakti Yoga is the way to enter into the personal relationship with Krishna. And the crest jewel of all practices is chanting of the holy name. And while chanting the holy name, when one chants with the longing to attain the shelter of Krishna in Vrindavan, in the same mode of the gopis of Vrindavan, then only one can awaken the Raganuga Bhakti. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this by living amongst the very great devotees. He brought with him all his associates from the spiritual world. And today, we have the good fortune of having His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu. Last 2 days, we have been drowned in a ocean of Nectarian Chaitanya Lila Katha and Chaitanya Shiksha Katha. So the last 2 days, wonderful. We have arranged for a 3-day program. Actually, we had about 250-300 devotees on Friday evening, and yesterday probably a little more. It's very rare that we are getting senior devotees like him, many proper disciples like this, to hear Krishna Katha, Chaitanya Lila Katha. Probably some of you might not have been aware of this program. We have put up posters everywhere. We are again going to have one, Lakshmata Nanda Prabhu, coming after a couple of months. So we are planning to arrange this kind of 3-day Katha, morning and evening, for the benefit of all the congregation devotees in Pune. so that we can hear from great souls who have lived Krishna conscious life for many, many years. Hearing from their mouth with their digested realizations, we can also awaken our attraction for Krishna. So today morning and evening Prabhu will be giving very wonderful programs. Please take part in it. And as we were saying, in India there is no dearth of people practicing rituals. You go all around India, everywhere people are worshipping some demigod, some god, some practice. But if you want to attract the attention of Krishna, then Krishna has to be convinced that we are really seriously wanting him. If he is not convinced, he is not going to give himself. And to convince Krishna, for that we have to hear the Chaitanya Leela, how he had such craving to attain Krishna. How he cried for Krishna and he made all his followers cry by his own devotion to Krishna. So today is a very, very auspicious day. We can hear Chaitanya Leela and absorb our hearts and minds fully in remembrance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And before chanting the holy name, we can pray at his lotus feet to give us a drop of his devotion, so that when we taste the devotion, we will never leave the lotus feet of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Harinam Prabhu ki, Gaur Purnima Mahamohatsav ki. Let's offer a humble